All right, today is going to be greatest hits on the Haggadah. Also, some things that related to your presentations, which were really excellent, and they've been good throughout the year. But I think each of you has come along in various ways, including in your presentations, and there's your manner of presentations, your confidence. At least some of you were always that way, and some of you have come along and really grown. So proud of you guys. Okay, a couple of things. First of all, just some thoughts on the basis of your presentations. The first one is to start with the overarching mitzvah of the evening, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I'm going to talk fast and furious, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Here we go. So with regards to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Shmuel did a beautiful job. One of the issues he did not touch on, which I'd like to touch on a little bit, is the relationship between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and another mitzvah, which is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the difference between Sipur on the one hand and Zechira on the other? I'm just going to do a little more lecture today. Sipur is a mitzvah to explore in depth on the night of the 15th of Nisan, the night of the Exodus, what happened. What's Zechira? Zechira is on a daily basis, day in, day out, we have an obligation to refer to mention quickly the events surrounding Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, there's a basic question with regard to, really two basic questions with regard to these mitzvot, or we can even say, let's actually frame it as three. Number one, and this touches on what Shmuel spoke about with the Chaim and all of that, and all the rest of the Torah, what is the basic difference, or set of differences, between these two mitzvot? After all, there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 9th to 15th of the day. There's a mitzvah to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. What's the difference between them? That's number one. Number two, is this basic question with regard to the counting of the mitzvot. So if you take a look at the Rambam and the other Moni HaMitzvot, they count, right, Moni HaMitzvot, those who count the mitzvot, right, they count the mitzvah of Sipur, but they do not count the mitzvah of Zechira. They count the mitzvah of telling, right, of having a Seder in the night of the 15th and all of that, but they don't count a mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, even though the Gemara Rachos and that Gemara Meis makes it quite clear that the mitzvah of Zechira is also a mitzvah min HaTorah, as the Sipur, as Shmuel pointed out. So the question is, if that's the case, why don't the Moni HaMitzvot, like the Rambam and all the others, count this as a mitzvah in its own right? Question number two. Question number three comes from the Haggadah itself. Who can tell me which passage in the Haggadah is about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Okay, maybe, but it's a suggestion. But I mean, explicitly addresses it. Talks about directly the mitzvah of Zechiras. Good. Go ahead. So, what does Zechiras talk about?
Why when the pasuk says mitzvah wise, it say there's some interesting language that he infers something.
Okay.
I forgot exactly.
Good. Amrei Zechiras Nazaria Haria Mi Kevem Shem Mishana. I never merited to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Ad Shedrasha Ben Zoma. So it came along Ben Zoma and did what? He darshaned. He expounded it. And what did he say? Right? What did Ben Zoma explain? Yemei Chayacha is in the Haggadah. We're going to say it.
I don't remember.
Saying it on Friday night. What's the Shabbos? You're going to find it. It's going to be there. I promise. Yemei Chayacha. Hayamim. Kol Yemei Chayacha. Halelos, right? Right? And what did Chachamim say? Yemei Chayacha Olam Hazeh, Kol Yemei Chayacha Lavi Elimos HaMashiach. It's that Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches. Final guesses? So, okay.
I guess that's kind of...
That's
a trick question.
Go out and there. It's almost a trick question. Right, good. So what's going on over here? So Ben Zoma's point is that I learned from the first drasha that the obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only during the daytime, but is at night as well. By the way, when do we fulfill this mitzvah on a daily basis?
Nah.
When we recite Kriya Shema, the third parasha in particular, right? So we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, right?
How do you know he's referring to Zechira?
Because it's very clear that there's no obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by day. So, obviously, the Mishnah is referring not to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why it's called Yemei Chayacha, meaning every single day, not just the night in the Seder, but every single day. So, the basic question we have to ask, what are we doing here? Everything on the night of the Seder, everything in the Haggadah is about what mitzvah? Is about what night? About what event? It's Siyas Mitzrayim, see for you, Siyas Mitzrayim. Boom, boom, back, right? So for example, they stayed up all night, and a Talmidim came and said, Rabbo Seinu, he gives man kriyas mashal shachris, which is the passage immediately before this one in the Haggadah. What's that about? What night were they, the five rabbis in Bnei Brak, staying up all night and discussing Yitzias Mitzrayim? That was Pesach. That's Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Everything else, Arami Ovid Avi, right? What are we fulfilling there? The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Everything on the Seder night is about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? How you answer the four sons is when? Is that all year round? Maybe also, but primarily it's on the night of the Seder. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in question-answer form, which we'll discuss, with regard to each of these four different prototypes of children? So this passage about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim sticks out like a sore thumb. So to summarize, three questions. Question number one, what are the differences, or what is the difference between Sipur versus Zechira? Question number two, if Zechira really is a mitzvah from the Torah, why don't the Rambam and other Rishonim count it as its own mitzvah? Question number three, right, in the Haggadah itself, right, it doesn't seem to fit, right? It's this passage about Zechira rather than about Sipur, maybe.
I'm a little lost topic. I don't think we should ask away.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, it's about the state of all night that we say mentioned with all the Rabbanim and Bnei Brak. All
right, so let's circle back one of them. Okay. But so what I want to share is something that you can read and part of it in Hakol Nishma, because
Cool.
So, spoiler alert! I'm assuming you were gonna pour over it, but just so that you can do that as a spiral curriculum. Okay, fine. So what's going on over here? So I think we can start with the question of, in particular, first of all, what are the differences, right? And then I didn't get through the article so much, but what are the differences? Shmuel already outlines, I think, a lot of them, right, in his presentation. I mean, the mitzvah of Sipur is only on the night of the 15th, and Zechira is all year round. That's number one. Number two, Sipur is in depth, and Zechira is just a very quick reference. We just refer to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number three, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim has a much more elaborate scheme. It's Maskil Bignos and Messiah Mishpach. What do you have to do? You start either Avodim Hayin al Farbim Mitzrayim, then you say that God HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, or Maskil Bignos, meaning Mitchila Ovdi Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosenu, V'Achshav Kirvanu HaMakom La'Avodaso. Not just physical servitude to redemption, but spiritual, seems journey in a spiritual sense. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is much more substantial, much more elaborate, and this is just a reference to Chira every single day, and perhaps every single night is just a quick reference. So that's number three. Number four, question-answer format, which we spoke about, right? Question-answer format is obviously irrelevant to Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? And was that Zechira is just God took us out of Egypt, right? The beginning, the end, right? Here, no, even if it's just us, even if we don't have our children, if we don't have anyone with us, we're still supposed to ask ourselves, right, these kinds of questions. So the question-answer format, that dialogue, clearly doesn't exist in reference to Zechir Sitzir Sotayim, and it does move right to Sipur. And then finally, the association with the other mitzvos of the night. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom Gimel Dharma Ilu B'Pesach Le'Yitzai Dechovaso Pesach Matza U'Maror. They have to explain the mitzvos of the night, the connection to the Matza, and then Maror, and the Karm Pesach, etc. All the linkages between the recitation and the mitzvos of the night, those exist, obviously, with regard to Sipur Sitzir Sotayim, obviously, with regard to Zechira. There's no Matza, there's no Maror, there's no Matza. It's just a reference. So there are very clear distinctions between them, the clear two separate mitzvahs. But all of that clarifies the difference, the first question, the difference between them, but it just begs the question in terms of what? Right? So then, if it's true that Sipur and Zechira are separate mitzvahs, so then why doesn't, again, right, then why doesn't the Rambam count them? Let's go. So there are a number of different answers as to why we don't count this mitzvah. Many different suggestions. In fact, there was one achron, the Meshech Chachma in Sor Sameach, that's Meir Simcha. Okay? Abba Krieger. Okay? Okay? So, right? Abba Krieger is named, right? Is named after, right? I knew that was coming. Is named after whom? He's named after the former chief rabbi of Boston, who in turn was named after, who was his grandfather, who is in turn named after Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma of Dvinsk. Okay? Meir Simcha. And Abba Krieger is named Meir Simcha in his name, which is pretty cool. And so that's where it comes from. Meshech Chachma comes along, he's so bothered by this whole thing, he says, you know what? Really, Zechira is just a Rabbanan. And he reinterprets the whole Gemara that seems to say Zechira is Minatar. That's Rabbanan, that's why we don't count this. That's one suggestion that that's offered. And there are other answers as well. Rav Chaim comes along, he actually has not one answer, but two. Here Rav Chaim's two answers. His first answer is as follows. Is there, he starts like this, he says, based on the piece of the Haggadah, is there a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim during the time of Mashiach? What would you say? He says, again, in introducing the first answer of Rav Chaim Brisker, Chaim Salvation, if I were to ask you, on the basis of the Haggadah, how do we paskin? Do we paskin that one mess mention Yetzias Mitzrayim during the Mosan Mashiach?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this. Do we paskin that you're obligated to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night?
Yes.
If we paskin that you're obligated, one is obligated to recite, to refer to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Secher Yetzias Mitzrayim, by day and by night, do we paskin that there's a mitzvah to mention it in Mosan Mashiach?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Why,
Shai?
Because you can only paskin
by
one thing.
Okay. The Psukim, right, says, what do we learn from Yemosam, right? Sorry, Mechayachan Kol Mechayacha. We paskin that we learn from that what? That you refer, you see, Zechir Siyas Mitzrayim is what? Day and night. So what do we hold about Yemosam Mashiach? That there's...
That's not how we hold.
That's no mitzvah. Ah, so Chaim's first answer is that we know that the Rambam tells us in his principles in counting mitzvahs in his Shorashim that the obligation to count a mitzvah, or sort of the criteria for counting a mitzvah among the Tariq mitzvahs 613, is with regard to only a mitzvah that exists not only nowadays, but also will exist in Yemosam Mashiach. Okay, so Chaim says that's why the Rambam didn't count it. Because we paskin that Zechir Siyas Mitzrayim doesn't apply to Yemosam Mashiach, and therefore it's not relevant anymore. What? The Rambam passes explicitly that you have to count by day and by night. That's what he says. That's Rav Chaim's first answer. Rav Chaim's second answer is that no, it's not that the Rambam does not count Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim. It's that the Rambam does. It's included in another mitzvah. You know what mitzvah that is? Okay. He says it's the mitzvah of none other than when do we refer to it?
No?
When do we perform on a regular basis the mitzvah of Zechir Siyas Mitzrayim?
Kriyashma.
Kriyashma is a mitzvah in the Torah. What's the essence of Kriyashma?
Yeah.
Finish the phrase. In Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Also, the essence, the core, right, is first and foremost Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Says Rav Chaim, the Rambam only talks about the mitzvah of Zechir Siyas Mitzrayim, guess what? In context of mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says you have to mention, you have to say Kriyat Shema and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and along with that, what do you have to do? You have to also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says Rav Chaim in his second answer. And by the way, Shmuel, it's in the Brisk Rabbah. Check it out. All right. Haggadah LeBeis Brisk. Says Rav Chaim, maybe the Rambam really did count it. And he included it under the rubric of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samacha Shemayim, namely Kriyashma. Because what do we learn from the experience of having been redeemed by Kadosh Baruch Hu from Mitzrayim? We derive from there the whole idea of, right? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, right? Think about it, right? Hashem took us out from Egypt, so therefore we're bound to Him. We're His slaves. Avadai Him, right? Therefore, no other gods and the rest of the Ten Commandments. Right? So, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the historical basis for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, the Rambam does count Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, says Rav Chaim number two, under the rubric of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's Rav Chaim's second answer. That's a beautiful answer. So I'd like to suggest, and some other Achronim suggest this as well, but they don't develop it as fully, is that maybe we can borrow Rav Chaim's second answer, but say it in a different kind of way. In other words, it's true that the mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah from the Torah. It's true that it's counted by the Rambam under the rubric of another mitzvah, but not necessarily the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. You can say this for the Rambam, or you can say this for other Rishonim. Rather, it's included under the rubric of nothing, none other than?
Kish.
Maybe, or, Shai, what you said earlier?
Or
not Kriyashma, but rather? Maybe Zechira falls under the rubric of?
Zechira falls
That was the price. Right? Of
Sibor.
Right. Of Sibor UTS, that's right. That's why I brought it up. Remember you said Sibor UTS Mitzrayim? And that's why I brought it up in context of a discussion of Sibor UTS Mitzrayim. Maybe, with the Rambam, maybe, perhaps, or other Rishonim, and I would suggest this in a second, the Baal HaGadda hold that actually Zechira is an extension of the Mitzvah of Sibor UTS Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, that's why the Rambam doesn't count as a separate mitzvah, not because it's not a mitzvah, but because it's included in the mitzvah of Sibor Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, I don't think it happens. I think Rechaim is right that it doesn't happen to work beautifully in the Rambam himself, but the other Modi mitzvahs don't count it. You can suggest it for those who show him as well. And that, I think, explains also the Baal HaGadah. What, right? Because the Haggadah makes no sense. It's what we call a non sequitur, right? What do I mean it's a non sequitur? You start with one thing, and all of a sudden, you find yourself off in my field. It makes no sense. There's no continuity, right? Sibor Yetzias Mitzrayim on one side. Sibor Yetzias Mitzrayim on the other side. Smack in the middle. We don't even realize it half the time when we say it. We start with the Divrei Torah, 70 years, and not 70 years, and how many rolls of hair, right? We learned the whole Haggadah about it this year, right? That's what most people start thinking about and talking about, and all sorts of different stuff. But no one ever stops to think, hold on, this sticks out like a sore thumb. It doesn't fit into anything that we've done and that we're going to do on the night of the Seder. How does it fit together? But I think if we see that the RV thinks that the mitzvahs of Sibor and Zechira are really intertwined, that they're really one and the same, so then we can understand why the Baal HaGadah puts them together. It's beautiful. It's what we call Kafter Vethah. Right? It fits beautifully together. I think that that's perhaps what the Haggadah is trying to say. I think that's what's implied. And I can explain on this basis an amazing sheet. I mean, that's really weird. Check this out. Who mentioned Rukh Svi Pesach, right? Okay, good. So he has a sefer on the various Yom Torah. It's called Mikra Yikorash. It's a great set of sarm. Highly recommended. Really, really beautiful. So in his Mikra Yikorash, in his discussion of Pesach, I think it's Siman Mem Dal, so 44. So he quotes a Shita Ma'amacharim called the Soles L'Mincha. Remember who the author is. He actually rejects it. In Pashur Chaz, we don't accept this. But the Shita, the fact that such a Shita exists is unbelievable. And I think speaks volumes about our issue. So says the Soles L'Mincha as follows. This is quoted by Sita Zachrein. He says, let's say you have a kid who's Bar Mitzvah right after Pesach. Anyone here have that? I don't know. Spira?
Before.
Okay, what? Alright, right after Pesach. So you know like there are these Spira Somer discussions? There's some people who think that you don't have a mitzvah to Somer if you weren't already Bar Mitzvah at... Right? It's like the mandatory Bar Mitzvah drasha. If your Bar Mitzvah is during Spira Somer, like you have to say some Dvar Torah. Like in certain circles, you have to say Dvar Torah about whether or not you're obligated to count Sfiras Omer if you became Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras Omer. Like the mandatory Bar Mitzvah.
The whole,
I think maybe even the. What? What? You didn't do it?
It's like three differences in Sfiras
Omer. You didn't do it?
No.
I think the Rav. Yeah, his Bar Mitzvah. I think that's
it. Meaning Russell.
Yeah. That was the other Rav.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were talking about Rav.
No. Okay. So now. Check this. So the Soles L'Mincha has another thing that's kind of similar to that, okay, about the Sfiras Omer thing. Because he says something even wilder. He says, let's say you have a kid who's born right after Pesach, and so the Bar Mitzvah comes at that same time. He says they missed Sibor Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, as a Bar Mitzvah, right? They were Bar Mitzvah. Okay, no, fine, but Minat Torah, they were not obligated in the Mitzvah. So he says, therefore, such a kid is not obligated in the Mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim,
until the next year.
Until the next year.
I don't know, it just sounded like the right thing to say.
What?
Whoa, is right. Okay, so let's get this. Right? Let's just process what he's saying. You're born on the 16th day of Nisan, 7th in Israel, or 17th day of Nisan, or whatever. He says this Bar Mitzvah boy is basically, in effect, not obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim until he's more or less 14. 13, right, 14 minus 2 days, or whatever it may be. That's just bizarre. Why would that be?
You can't be
obligated. And by the way, we don't pass it this way.
You can't be obligated until you've said it, until it's Pesach.
Why?
I think that's what the...
Yeah, so, strange, right? Who can explain it? how does he understand the relationship? Clearly, what does he think about Sipor and Zahir? Are they disconnected or
connected?
Deeply connected, right? Clearly. But that's not enough to explain it. Right? So what kind of connection is it? What is the nature of the relationship between Sipor and Zahir?
You can't do Sipor unless you do Zahir.
Sipor is like a spring.
Flip it.
The source. Of
Flip it, Shai. Yeah. Go ahead, right?
Sipor is the source of Shai on 15th of Nisan.
Is the springboard.
The foundation of that Mitzvah.
Okay, very good. So let's say in the reverse. What is the relationship between Zahira and Sipor? What does Zahira do in relation to Sipor?
Extends the process that we've done for Zahir.
Right? So he's saying something like this. Zahira and Sipor are not standing alone. There's a very specific kind of relationship between them. That, in other words, Zahira, what it does, is it takes the mitzvah of Sipor that we fulfilled on the night of the Seder, and what does it do? It extends it, right?
Until the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year.
Unless you've actually experienced the Sipor, you can't.
It's a whole, right, the whole purpose of Zahira is to extend the Sipor. So if you didn't have a Sipor, you can't have a Zahira. So you know what? Just wait until next year. Right? Start all over again. Right? Or start for the first time. And that's when you're going to do it. Right? That's the idea of the Solus and Mincha. Right? It's a pretty amazing kind of thought.
I mean, you're not. What practical effects does that have?
There's no Chiyuv in HaTorah to do Zahira. Oh, yeah, right. Rabbanan Chinuch.
No, I'm saying practically, when do you ever have to, are obligated in Zahir, or you're not obligated
in Kriya Shema anyway?
You're
saying in Kriya Shema anyway.
Right. So it doesn't, as, it's, it doesn't really
right.
mean anything.
You're right. It's fair. It's still important in Mondas, but it's, I don't know. I mean, you come up with crazy cases. So, for example, I know someone who wasn't allowed. You ever hear of anyone who got a surgery and they weren't allowed to speak for X amount of days, X amount of time?
Like,
I know someone. Anyone know any friends in MTA?
If you like your job,
you guys for sure know people in MTA, right? Who has friends in MTA?
Yeah.
A Stein or whomever, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, one of the Rebbeim in MTA, Baruch Pesach Mendelssohn.
Oh, I know him.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I went to Dura Golding.
And
Dura Golding. I went to Dura Golding.
Yeah,
I signed
the share of Golding.
Two years.
I went there when I was after
70th
grade. That's not yours, right?
I went at.
That's the next one. That's the other rock. Okay, so Rav Baruch Pesach Mendelssohn, when I was in, I think when I was teaching in MTA, I think at that time he had to get a surgery and he basically couldn't talk. And he wasn't allowed to daven. It was him. I'm pretty sure it was him. Wasn't allowed to daven, whatever. So, and he could only say a limited number of words. Like literally, the doctors say you can say X number of words over the course of a day, and that's it. Something like that. I don't know if that was exactly the situation, but I definitely know of people, right? Some people have that their entire life. It's true. Right?
In our English class, Joey's only allowed to say 40 words. Dr. McGuire?
Okay, was that today?
No, it's been a rule.
It's just like a long standing rule, I see. Anyhow, so. So let's say if someone who has surgery or something like that, and he's allowed to only say a limited amount of words, and he's not able to say all the words of Kriya Shema. So maybe there he should accept the Malchus Shema, and he should refer to. And it's a far out case. I'm just coming up with an Akamina. But in such a case, you could see someone saying, "Well, does he have to say this? Maybe that depends."
Is the mitzvah of
Malchus Shema
is that you have to say that out loud, or can you just...
That's a good question. So can you hear or can you hear?
So Zahira, it seemed like you actually have to mention it, so you could say most of Shema.
Actually, among the list of differences they didn't mention, because there are so many, there's one shita that holds that even the opinion that holds that Hirhor works for Zahira Satiyas Mitzrayim, which is the subject of a Machlokas, and the Shabbos already has a tshuva about that, etc. Nonetheless, nonetheless, Sipur Yitzias and Shrine would have to be done with Pat. So that's another possibility.
Do you ever possibly hear where it is like?
Yeah, sure. Machlokas in a whole range of areas. Talmud Torah and Tefillah and so on and so forth. It's a big discussion. And usually where it comes up is exactly this. In other words, where you're stuck and right, and you can't speak.
Most of the time,
a lot of
people.
Oh, we prefer not to, but for the evidence where things get a little bit more flexible, possibly.
We prefer
that you say it, yeah. But the point is, where you're stuck, it's not such a close, open and shut matter. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I think that can be the, if you go back to the beginning, I think that that could be the pshat in what the Haggadah is trying to tell us, right? And what the Rambam is trying to tell us, possibly, or the Moniyah Mitzvah Seborish. That, in other words, these are not just two separate mitzvahs, but they're counted as one. And not only are they counted as one, but really they work in tandem. And I think that what's happening, if you think about it for just a second, is that I think there's a larger statement about human nature than about how halakha understands human nature. And I think it's directing us in a certain kind of way. I think what halakha is saying is as follows. The mitzvah of recalling the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim is absolutely basic. It's completely foundational for everything that we believe in. That moment of the Exodus is just the basis for so many of our principles of faith and so much of our identity as Jews. It's just so basic. It's just absolutely fundamental. So that's I think, postulate number one, which I think is undeniable from a Torah, a Hashkafa, and perspective. That's number one. Number two, the Torah therefore wants parents to ensure that their children and that they themselves keep the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim on their minds constantly, all the time, because it's just so essential, so important in terms of, it's so formative in terms of our becoming a nation, becoming God's nation, and our sense of identity. So it's because of its importance, we must constantly keep it at the forefront of our mind. That's number two. Number three, and this is where it gets interesting, psychologically, or sort of in terms of how almost cognitively, how our brains work, I think the Torah is then saying, if you want to have this constantly in your mind, you have to do two things. Number one, you have to really delve into it. And there has to be one night a year that's dedicated to this. Like Yom Kippur, there has to be one day a year that's dedicated to purification. There needs to be one day a year that's just completely, or one night a year that's completely dedicated to telling the story in depth. That's essential. If it's just like a flyby, you just kind of like accidentally bump into it every day, that's not going to be enough. That's number one. But then number two, the Torah says, if you really want this to be with us all the time, what do you have to do? Right? What do you have to do? Right? You have to, well, not even Kabbalah Zalab Shemayim, but just every single day, and maybe every single night, you have to keep on coming back to it. Time and time and time again. What kind of curriculum is this? The spiral, right? Okay? If you just mention it once, it's not going to be enough. You have to go back into it, you have to go into depth and apply it and use a new context and so on. I think that's what Torah is saying. It's like you need a seaport, you need a depth, and you need a constant revisiting of something. I think that that's really essential to the Torah's whole idea of how we work. I think there's a Moser Haskal. If there's something that's really important, remember we never went back to this. Remember the beginning of the year we did our Kashrut and Nefesh journals and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to those, right? We haven't been following up on those properly.
What did we do?
That forever ago. See, Sean doesn't even remember what they are. What? Why? Because we started off with a bang, we did our seaport, you know what our Chisaron was? We didn't do our Zakhira. Alright, we didn't do it every single day. Now we barely remember, right? We don't even know what it was. So that's, I think, the lesson of the Torah and
Seaport. Well, we can go with last year, like, forget about it and come back to it at the end of the year again.
What? Okay.
Remember last year, beginning of the year, we did Rambam and then we stopped and then we picked up Rambam again.
No, we used to do the
Right,
okay, that's this year. Oh, we have to come back to it at the end of the year. Okay, good. So this is a muster for me, guys, for all of us, that we need the Seaport, but we need the Zakhira as well.